afraid of your children listening at you pray. Don't try to be silent. I used to hear my mama walk through the house, sometimes on her knees. And she would say, Lord, take care of my children. Oh, Lord. I'm 75 years old now, and that has stuck with me. For a little bitty boy. And I asked the Lord, why wouldn't my mama be praying that kind of prayer? Man, we had no father around. There were seven of us. No daddy. My mama had a good job. Working. Providing for us. Why would she pray a prayer? Lord, take care of her children. She was doing a pretty good job. But what I didn't know as a youngster, I didn't know my mama was going to be taken away from me at a young age. And then it came crystal clear to me what she meant by, Lord, take care of my children. And you want to know something? God answered her prayer. God answered her prayer. God answered her prayer. So we want to pray today. I've asked some people stand proxy, but praise God, if you're standing for a loved one, if you're standing for a friend, if you're standing for a brother or a sister, praise God, let us put our hearts together and let us pray. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do. God, you woke us up this morning. You closed us in our right mind. We were able to go over to the mirror, look in the mirror, and knew who it was we were looking at. And for that, we want to thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you for your sustaining power. Those who are standing here this morning, some with bowed down heads because of loved ones who just recently went home to be with you. I'm asking you, Father, to lift up their heads. Let them know, Father, that you make no mistake. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. You give and you take away. We got family members, Lord, that we, church members, former church members who are going through some things. Strengthen Sister Marge Dexter. Father, I'm asking right now that wherever Gary Phillips is, Lord, that you touch him. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, when it's all said and done, we're going to give you the praise. We're going to give you the glory. Lord God, we got children who are away from their mothers right now who are looking for church homes. I'm asking, Father God, that you would lead them to church too, that will minister to them. Oh Lord, I thank you today. Thank you for those members, Lord, who are in the hospital today. The reason why I thank you, because you have sustained their lives so far to this point. And Lord God, we know that you have the power Get them off of their beds of affliction. And Lord God, we want to have a reason to thank you today. Thank you, Lord God, for these families that are standing around this altar, and even those that are standing in the pews. Lord God, you know what they're in need of. And I'm asking, Father, that you would supply all of their needs according to your riches and glory. Through Christ Jesus. Thank you for the life. Brother Blake Eli. Thank you for his legacy. Thank you for the life of Sister Shirley Bowman. Thank you for her legacy. And Father, we want to continue to be able to give you the praise, to give you the glory for all of the things that you do. And we thank you. For it is in the matchless, the marvelous, the magnificent name, that name that is above every name, that name that I know that one day every knee is going to bow, every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God. And Lord God, you sent Wes Morgan here to the state of Louisiana, city of Alexandria, to minister to this portion of the body of Christ. And Father, I'm asking that when his assignment is over here, Father, that you would grant him travel graces back to his home of abode. Continue, Lord, to strengthen him in that inner man so that he can continue to sing songs of Zion to you. That he'll continue, Lord God, to preach the word to your people. That he can continue, Lord God, to share that testimony that he shared. Because if God can break the habit of cocaine over his life, we know, Lord, that you are no respecter of person. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. What you did for him, you will certainly do it for others. And then, Father, we give you the praise for all that you do.
Thank you.
It's in Jesus' name we submit this prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. 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 I find the power, and I'm alone, can change the leopard's spot. This one I love. And melt a heart of stone. Now can you join me and say, Jesus paid it all. Us that on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took bread and he broke it and he blessed it. He said, this is my body that will be broken for you. Let us eat. Likewise, after he supped, he took a cup and said, this is my blood that will be shared for you. Go ahead, I'm going to give you time. As often as you eat this bread and do drink this cup, you do show my death till I come. Let us all drink. And the Bible simply tells us that after they had eaten and then they drank, they went out to the Mount of Olives and sang a song. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. Oh, one day when I was lost, he died on the cross, and I know it was the blood for me.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYTKQJO.
Awesome move. Until redeeming. God with the CA.
You're tuned into the spiritual
heart.
In an in-depth.
But when we put it all together, this is what we'd like to call you, Jesus. Jesus.
Let's tune in.
That's what we call you.
Takes you further.
You were born in a manger.